Blog Talk Radio. From Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Father, help me to pray for those of perdition and for those who do not know. And my man, people of perdition or the oppressor to us folk in the black folk in the United States of America, they are the white people. Help me to love my enemies, do good to those who hate me. Help me to pray for the oppressor, which despitefully use black people in the United States of America and persecute us. Father, please protect the President of the United States and his family, as well as the Vice President and his family, from all disasters, hurt, harm, dangers, as well as my family and those who are listening to this program. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you, Father, for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind, and excellent health in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible, Saturday, that you are to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Also, it's found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Sabbath is observed Friday evening and until Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And my longtime listeners, you are to have your three P's ready. What are the three P's, you ask? Your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to reference something that I will say later on, and then you will know where to look to find whatever I've said to you. Sheep, I want us to continue from last week's reading. It's in Jeremiah chapter 50. Let me just turn there. And I left off at verse 10. It's the judgment on Babylon and Babylonia. If you have your computer, Google maps on Babylon and Babylonia, and you will find, as I found, that is in the land of Iraq. However, when I read this Bible, I read it to where to fit me in today, and I do think that United States of America is Babylon. So let's pick up reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 10. And Chaldeans shall be a spoil, and that's spoil in my other Bible means destroy. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, says Yah the Lord. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O ye destroyers of mine heritage, and we black folk in the United States of America, and those who were taken as slaves to different parts of the country, you know, like the 12 tribes of Judah, that's who we are, and we don't know that. We are beginning to learn that it is us, the heritage of our Heavenly Father. If you read this Bible, as I have yet to find that the image of Jesus Christ is portrayed as the Christ with blue eyes, long hair. If you read in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14, you will find that his hair was nappy. Well, his hair was like fine, like sheep hair, as well as his feet was bronze, and bronze is the color of brown. So we have been lied to, and we're just now finding the truth. Let's read in verse 11 and keep reading, because there's a lot of reading that needs to be done. And sometime I will just go off and talk about whatever and not get to the entire message that needs to be read. So let me pick up at verse 11 and read. It reads, "Because you are glad, because you rejoice, O you destroyer of my heritage, because you are grown fat as the heifer at grass." And a heifer is a young cow. And billows mean roar, as bulls. Verse 12, "Your mother shall be so confounded," and confounded means confused and ashamed, "that she has bare you." Let's read verse 12 again. "Because," it says, "your mother shall be so confounded," and again, that's confused or ashamed, "that she bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert, because of the wrath of Yah the Lord, that it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be holy," W-H-O-L-L-Y, and that means totally or completely desolate. "Everyone that goes past Babylon shall be as astonished." One that goes by Babylon shall be astonished. Excuse me, I lost my place. "And hiss at all her plagues." And that's, those plagues, I believe, are damages or destruction. "Put yourselves in array against Babylon around about." And array means to like arrange yourself. It says around about. "All ye that bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against Yah the Lord." Verse 15, "Shoot against her round about. Has she given her hand? Her foundations are fallen. Her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of Yah the Lord. Take vengeance upon her as she has done. Do unto her. Cut off the sore from Babylon, and him that handles the sickle in the time of harvest, for fear of the oppressing sword. They shall turn everyone to his own people, and everyone shall flee, everyone to his own land." Israel is a scattered nation. My other book says, excuse me, is a scattered sheep. That's what it says here. But my other book says, Israel is a scattered flock. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria has devoured him. And the last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Therefore, thus says Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land as I have punished the king of Assyria. Well, you know that the king of Assyria does not exist nowadays. I want you sheep to know that the Israel that he's talking about is the 12 tribes of Israel, like Benjamin. And that's where we've been scattered. Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, Jamaica. Judah is from the United States. Let me just name them. Levi, he's in Puerto Rico. Manasseh, that's the Cubans. Gad, that's North, that's in Canada. Reuben, that's in Florida, South United States of America. Zebulon, those are the Mayas. Asher, that's South America. They're the Incas. Naphtali, that's Argentina and Chile. Dan, that is the Caribbean. Trinidad, Bahamas. Asher, that's the Aztec. So we are, in fact, the 12 tribes of Israel and don't know it. But if you keep listening to me, we will find out together. This is why I read my Bible. When I was told to feed his sheep, I said, well, I don't know what to say or what to do. So it just popped in my mind to read the Bible. Let's pick up reading. We are in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 19. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. Verse 20. In those days and in that time, says Yah the Lord, the iniquity means sin, of Israel shall be sought for, and they shall be, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Well, Heavenly Father, I pray that you reserve me, because I want to go into your kingdom. Verse 21, go up against the land of Merivaim, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod, waste and utterly destroy after them, saith God the Lord. So we know that our Heavenly Father is a fighter too. He's kept his quiet for a long time, and the devil has ruled, but it's time for the devil to pay up. Let's keep reading verse 21. And do according to all that I have commanded thee. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder? Asunder means divided in pieces and broken. How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? Verse 24. I have laid a snare for thee. A snare is a net or a trap, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. That's what you get for allowing all these other nations to come into this country, and then there are some you're trying to keep out, those of brown complexion, I happen to be a darker brown complexion than those that you're trying to keep out. Let's keep reading verse 24, where it says, O Babylon, thou wast not aware, thou art found, and also caught, because thou hast striven, that means worked hard, against Yah the Lord. Yah the Lord has opened his armory, and an armory is an arsenal where they keep weapons, and has brought forth the weapon of his indignation, for this is the work of Yah the Lord of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Well, I'll say my thought. No, I'll share it. I was about to say in Detroit, there are a lot of Chaldeans that own all the stores except for maybe a few in the city of Detroit. So, pardon me, I had to burp. Verse 26. Come against her from the uppermost borders open her storehouses, cast her as heaps, and heaps, those are like piles, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks, and you know bullocks are bulls, and let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto you. Woe unto them. Woe means something bad is about to happen. For their day is come, the time of their visitation. And when our Heavenly Father visits you, he will either bless you or punish you. Verse 28, the voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon declare in Zion the vengeance of Yah the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, camp against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense. Recompense means repay her according to her work, according to all that she has done. Do unto her, for she has been round proud against Yah the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. And that's where the United States has made its mistake, in my view. They're sending money over to a country where those people who say they're Jews, they are not. They're the children of Satan. Read in the book of Revelation, chapters 2, verse 9, as well, Revelation, chapter 3, verse 9. Uh-oh, I lost my place. I'm going to pick up at verse 29 again. It says, call together the archers against Babylon. Call against Babylon all that bend the bow. Camp against it around about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense. Recompense means to repay her according to our works, according to all that she has done do unto her. For she has been proud against Yah the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Verse 30, therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and her young men of war shall be cut off in that day, says Yah the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud. And I think it's in, what's the book that comes after after Psalms, Proverbs 6, maybe verse 16. I'm turning there right now, and hopefully I will not lose my space. It says, six things that our Father hates. Read Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 down to verse 19, I think. Okay, I left off in verse 31. It says, behold, I am against thee. Well, let me go back up to verse 30. Therefore shall your young men fall in the streets, and your and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, said Yah the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, says Yah the Lord God of hosts. And hosts means many armies. For the day is come, the time that I will visit thee. Verse 32, and the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities. A couple of months ago, Baltimore was burning, and it shall devour all around about him. Thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah. I am so glad that I am of the children of Judah. were oppressed together. Yes, we are oppressed to this day. You ask any white person how they mistreat us, if they will tell the truth, if there's any truth in it. But the Bible says they were liars and liars from the beginning. Let's read verse 33. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast and refused to let them go. That reminds me of Marcus Garvey in the 1920s or 30s. He purchased a steamship to take us back to Africa, but see, we are not Africans. Read about Marcus Garvey yourself. I am supposed to read this Bible. And let's see, I am at verse 34. It says, their Redeemer is strong. Yah, the Lord of hosts, is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. And disquiet, I'm thinking that may mean unrest or anxiety. Verse 35, and a sword is upon the Chaldeans, says Yah the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. Okay, you men, wise men. Verse 36, a sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. Dote means to be silly or act foolish. A sword is among the mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. Dismayed means horrified. A sword is upon their horses and upon their chariots and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her. And they shall become as women. And when he says become as women, that means you become weak. A woman cannot beat a man. If so, very few women can beat a man. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. Look at what is happening in California. For it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Verse 39, therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands shall there. Let me read verse 39 again. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert and the wild beasts of the islands shall dwell there, and the isles shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever, neither shall it dwell in from generation to generation. Well, sheep, I've come to the end of today's reading. We'll pick up next Sabbath at verse 40. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep that you have found, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for giving us this day and leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. In your surest name, I say amen. Remember, purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.howtoeatandlivelonger. Remember, our Father in heaven loves you, and so do I, but he loves you more.
children.
I forgot to tell you that I got the trail.
Don't let them fall.
Of the road, united in Christ. I listen to them a lot.
And teach them.
You can find them on
to love one another.
Israel united in Christ.
That heaven might find a place in their heart. Cause Jesus. He won't let you down, and I know He loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.